From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that former District Attorney Paul Chyka improperly withheld key evidence, and that revelation has led to a judge dismissing a case against a 75-year-old Chatham man who had been charged with sexually abusing a girl. Lawrence R. Thomas of Chatham had been indicted in July 2021 on 31 felony counts of child sex abuse crimes, including 7 charges that carried the maximum sentence. Those charges have now been dismissed. Shay Hugg, an attorney for Thomas, called the actions of prosecutors, and I quote, deplorable, end quote, and I quote, well below the acceptable standards that prosecutors should be held to, end quote. Chyka, who is now retired, said, and I quote, I am solely responsible for that error and not disclosing the material if the defendant already knew anyway. Any adverse decisions to the people were solely a result of my acts or omissions, no one else's, end quote. Chyka was district attorney for 6 terms, but did not seek re-election last year. Chris Lavardi Content, a Democrat, beat Chyka's former chief assistant district attorney, Ryan M. Carty, in the election. Libertari Content said he's looking at the dismissal by the state Supreme Court Justice Megan K. Galligan to decide whether to appeal the decision. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Raymond Pignone reports for Columbia Green Media that the Department of Labor says that Representative Mark Molinaro's claim that Governor Kathy Hochul directed it to identify job openings for illegal immigrants statewide is false. Bo Duffy, Department Commissioner of Strategic Communications for the Labor Department, said, and I quote, the New York State Department of Labor initiative is only available to individuals who have attained legal work status. It is illegal under federal law to employ individuals without legal work status, and we follow federal law in all cases, end quote. The Labor Department did create a portal on its website where employers can tell them if they would be willing to hire asylum seekers once they have federal work authorization. The story says that the Department of Labor does not place workers in jobs, but gets them in touch with employment opportunities. Hochul did authorize a survey that found more than 18,000 private sector job openings at 379 companies who have identified roles that would be filled by immigrants with legal work status. Molinaro complained about those policies saying, and I quote, upstate New York job seekers should come first. If Governor Hochul can have a campaign that identified thousands of job openings for illegal immigrants, then it's within her authority to launch a similar campaign with just as much resources and efforts to help upstate New Yorkers land jobs, end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Steve Blabonk reports in the Berkshire Eagle, the Massachusetts House unanimously passed a bill outlawing so-called revenge porn on January 10th. Massachusetts is currently among just a few states without a law prohibiting image-based sexual assault. The bill now moves to the Senate. Democratic House Speaker Ronald Marino said, and I quote, this legislation modernizes our criminal laws by ensuring that those who share explicit images of others without their consent face punishment, while also educating minors on the dangers of sharing explicit images of themselves, end quote. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.